I'm Laura Winters. The White House is singing a different tune at Friday's Daily Briefing. White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory. Listen.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling and they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
And during an event at the White House Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris offering her opinion of the detailed, almost 400-page report.
When it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him.
Sports fans all across the country gearing up for the Super Bowl on Sunday, people buying plenty of snacks and adult beverages ahead of the big game in Las Vegas, and the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says plans in place to deal with any trouble.
All of us in the department, alongside our federal, state, and local partners, are working to ensure that the 65,000 people attending Super Bowl 58 and the millions of people gathering together and enjoying the game across the country are all safe.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we continue our coverage here on USA News of the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow on Sunday, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who's in Las Vegas, monitoring the price of tickets. And if you're solo, you could get in on a great deal.
While it might seem odd to be seated alone during the event, Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably 70,000 plus other sports fans that you could high-five during the game.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game, as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge the final cost after fees are added, avoiding any potential deception regarding affordability. I'm John Schaefer.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans are looking to take another vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. USA's Tim Berg reports.
House Republicans are planning to take another shot at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will return to Congress after undergoing treatment for blood cancer, giving Republicans another vote in the effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the border. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.